What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Let's get right back to your open line calls. Dave is in Clinton Township, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Dave.
Hey, far be it for me to bring up an old bit on your show and all, but I was listening to you describe the Tigers. Can we call them the Going to Work Tigers?
In what way? Why would you say that?
Well, you know, basically, you know, you pitch hard, you do defense wins, that type of thing, just doing your job, knowing your role, staying in your lane.
But their offense
has been a superstar.
Their offense has been the story.
Actually, we do have a superstar. There is a superstar on that team.
Yeah, there is. I mean, okay, there's some comparisons. It's not a team that probably gets top of mind around people when you look at their roster and think they should be this good. I mean, I don't think people around the league probably aren't fearful of the Tigers lineup. They just keep finding a way to lose games to Detroit.
Right, and again, to compare to the Pistons, they're out coaching everybody. You know, Larry Brown was one of the best coaches at the time.
Yeah, I could see the comp.
Jay Hintz is considered the best.
Yeah, I could see the comp for sure.
All right, sorry for the old bit bring up, but thanks for the call.
It's okay, David. No hard feelings. 248-539-9797. Nathan is on a salad next on 97.1. Hi, Nathan.
Hello, how you doing?
We're good, thank you.
Hey, so a few things. A big Tigers fan. I'm excited to finally see them do well. They're definitely worth watching, but lately you kind of never know what you're going to get. I think their best is good enough to go deep. I do, but kind of hope it's their best and when it matters here. A couple other things.
Nathan, just to comment on what you just said there. There is no question that this is a team that if they're playing their best, they can play with everybody. It's just the unpredictable nature of, are they going to have another series where they lose? I mean, they just lost a series to a bad team, and so the best version of them can win it all. There's no question in my mind, but you've got to try and bring that out more often than not. And they haven't been that this series with the A's. It's not the end of the world, but you know, you hope they don't hit it, because you hit a stretch like this in the postseason, bang, you're done quickly.
Done quick. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Their best is good enough. Hopefully, you know, we get their best when it matters here. I think it's the youth. You know, sometimes it's going to have some inconsistencies. But Colt, I mean, his bat plays absolutely. OPS near 800. But at third, not sure. Last night he looked pretty bad there.
Yep.
And then Melton, I think, use him sparingly. But that boy needs a start in the playoffs. Our starters are very, very inconsistent. Use him sparingly, but he needs a start in the playoffs.
I'm not going to argue with you too much about that. It's right now he's looking like he could be the best option outside of Scooble, which is, I mean, hell, a year ago at this, when did Jackson Jobe get called up? Him being a contributor in the postseason would be less surprising than Jobe was, so. All right, we do have some breaking news regarding our Detroit Lions. According to Mike Garofalo, he's got some waiver claims. First of all, does not appear that any player waived by the Detroit Lions got picked up by anyone.
Nope.
So all the Lions cut have passed through waivers and can all be re-signed to the practice squad. However, the Lions made two waiver claims.
This is interesting.
This is spot 51 and 52, apparently. Because you claim someone off waivers, they go on your 53-man roster. They got Tyler Lacy, a defensive tackle from Jacksonville. And they got Tyrus Wheat, a defensive end from Dallas.
So, Wheat played college ball at Mississippi State, 6'2", 260. And last season had 14 total tackles, half a sack. One quarterback hit. And the other player was Tyler Lacy, as you mentioned, who went to Oklahoma State. His defensive end listed kind of as 6'4", 279. Again, not eye-popping numbers. He had 25 tackles last year. That's certainly better than the previous. Two tackles for loss.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I said a quarterback hit, no sacks. Interesting. Now, there should be no uproar because none of the Lions players were claimed. So if the Lions, you know, want to bring back any one of those guys on the defensive line, they can.
Yeah, Nate Lynn, Isaac Okwu, Keith Cooper, all can come back. Ahmed Hassanein can come back. Jackson Meeks can come back. Remember what Dan Campbell said about Brad Holmes a couple weeks ago? He said he thinks he's hitting 100, he's hitting 1,000 with who he thinks will and won't pass through waivers.
Well, it continues to hit that way.
Well, I mean, maybe there was somebody he didn't think was going to pass through waivers that did. It could go the other direction. But bottom line here is, this is a this is quite interesting that they went and got two defensive linemen. Now, I'm going to guess that when Tyus Wheat was coming out of Mississippi State and Tyler Lacy was coming out of Oklahoma State, I'd like to go see if they visited with the Lions when they were drafted. Because I will bet money that these were players that they liked out of college. And let's see here. Lacy went in the fourth round to Jacksonville. And Tyus Wheat, was he an undrafted free agent?
I think he was undrafted.
Okay.
Nolan Bianchi, who covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit News, tweeted out that Jackson Meeks is expected to re-sign with the Lions practice squad, he's told.
That's kind of awesome.
So we're going to see a lot of these trickle in here. However, Doug still leaves one roster
still leaves spot. One roster spot. Is Darius Smith's phone? Is he out of range right now?
Is he
canoeing in the Yukon or something? Can't get an incoming call?
Is he out prospecting in the Yukon?
What's the story? Oh, it might not be him. Might be somebody else.
Or it might be him.
Ken, do you have any thoughts on this, these waiver claims?
Yeah, I mean, Brad Holmes bats 1,000. So the guys he cut, he clearly didn't want them on the team. They weren't good enough for this roster, because when they cut them, they didn't replace them with anybody. They could have just kept them on the team and then cut them like now, right? But instead, he just did it right away because they were eyeing other players. And it looks like other positions. They didn't, right? They went defensive line. And we kind of knew this was a need once we saw the roster, because they only had three like straight edge guys.
I mean, is it possible when you pick up two defensive linemen off waivers and have to put them on your 53 that's spot 51, 52, that spot 53 is not going to be an edge rusher, is not going to be Za'Darius Smith, that they went and got these two guys? I mean, they did address the defensive line with their two waiver claims. So I wouldn't have thought that all three, when they went down to 50 yesterday, I wouldn't have thought that their plan was that 51, 52, and 53 would be all defensive linemen.
Would not have thought that, but I also didn't think that they were going to, sign a safety before the day, too.
Well, that's true.
Who's a special teams guy, but nonetheless, that's what the last spots on the roster are.
Interesting.
Well, it tells me, too, the guys they cut didn't provide anything on the special teams. And if you have to make this team when you're like the last guys, you have to provide something for special teams, because they have to roster you. And if you're going to be active, you know how they feel about special teams around here. Dave Phipp, he's done a great job with just being creative back there. Look who they're using to return in during the preseason, right? Khalif Raymond's been a Pro Bowl returner. We see what Jake Bates has turned into. They really care about special teams. So Daniel Thomas provides a lot of special teams, and they do need a backup safety because they released everybody.
We'll see how many of the guys they bring back now. I mean,
through the practice squad, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as active roster, not
right, good. Right, no, yeah, that's different. But, I mean, as well as I do, every week you've got guys elevated from the practice squad to the active roster. Happens all the time. So it happens literally every week.
A lot of feedback coming in on the Detroit Lions. We also have another edition of Would You Buy? Because guess what? Nobody's hit that, the Mega Millions. Is it the Powerball? It's Powerball.
Powerball.
Yeah. $815 million drawing tonight. Did you get in on the station tickets again?
Yes.
All right. Can you make a purchase on your own yet?
Not yet, but I will.
All right. We will get to another edition of Would You Buy coming up today at 1:22. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Your favorite Wednesdays are back, Twin Peaks. That's right. Just in time for fall. They're rolling back bourbons and brews. Stop by your favorite lodge and see the always stunning Twin Peaks girls dressed in their finest black lingerie, serving up samples of high-end bourbons or tequilas. The Livonia and Madison Heights Lodges will feature a special event with Don Julio tonight that you don't want to miss. Sampling starts at 6 p.m., so don't be late. But it's not just about the bourbons or tequilas. Twin Peaks Light is their beer of the month for just $5 all month long. And the fun doesn't stop there. Enjoy dynamite dishes from their scratch kitchen, like the in-house smoked ribs, brisket, and chicken, hand-cut New York strips, fried-to-order favorites like your boneless wings and tenders, and what brings it all together? Sports. Sat at the bar recently, games on all over the place. Of course, a local baseball team in a fight for the division, postseason right around the corner. In-state college football kicks off this weekend, Friday and Saturday, with matchups involving our local team. So check it out. Twin Peaks. See the difference today. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, you're getting feedback on a bunch of stuff. That one big old tub of pretzels question about...
I love this, that part.
About if aliens came down and we had to pick one person to represent our planet to speak and negotiate with the aliens, who would we pick? Dan says Samuel L. Jackson, LOL. Unnamed texter says Denzel Washington. Next text, Jameis Winston should talk to the aliens. Unnamed texter, I'd 100% say send A.J. Hinch to talk to the aliens.
Not bad. He's pretty diplomatic.
Uh-huh. Mike in South Lyon, Mike Valeni needs to talk to the aliens.
As long as there's no chairs in the room.
Cooper says, I'd have to say Tom Cruise because he probably already knows them.
Entirely possible.
At an attractor, I would send Dan Campbell to talk to the aliens.
That could be fun.
Ted from Adrian says, first person I thought of when I heard the question and haven't thought of anyone better since. Snoop Dogg would be the perfect ambassador. So there you go. Some of the answers from the people. Regarding the Lions, Tesla will be a huge part of the offense. Brad has a chip on his shoulder for crap he got for not taking an edge with that pick and for giving up a third round pick. Receipts, receipts, receipts. Tesla will be the number two receiver by the end of the year. Okay, he has a chip on his shoulder for the crap he got for not taking an edge with that pick and giving up a third round pick. So you think he's going to play him? He's going to force him into the lineup that he might not deserve to prove a point? Yeah, I don't think that so.
No, he's got it spot on. That sounds like Brad Holmes. Because he just, by the way, released Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker, which were two third-round picks that he drafted. So,
out of all the things that Brad has done since he's taken over, I think the thing I liked the least was when he got up in front of the media and started telling them how right he was and how wrong everybody was about a bunch of his draft picks. I didn't need to hear that. His work speaks for itself. I thought that was a little unbecoming of a leader of an organization. But it's not a federal crime. I just didn't like it. But I don't think he'd go so far as to force a player into the lineup to prove he was right. It's been very telling when Brad Holmes was willing to go on the record and name Tesla as his favorite wide receiver prospect or pick right after the draft. It takes a lot of confidence in that pick to openly show that level of trust for a prospect that low in the national rankings. That's from Jeff and Troy. I think he might have felt like it was kind of victory lap time when he said that. I think he's like, look, I know he didn't have high ratings, but he's my favorite wide receiver, favorite prospect in the draft. I think the Patrick thing means way more reps for Khalif Raymond. I always thought he was wide receiver three on the team anyway, but if you want to keep putting your eggs in an unproven rookie's basket, you do you, I guess. Whoa. Back down the hostility, big dog. Yeah. Sure, I mean, the Khalif Raymond take is one that kind of crossed my mind. Maybe we are going a little too far with Tesla. Couldn't Khalif Raymond have been the number three receiver without releasing Tim Patrick?
I thought he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Our defense is going to defend the line receivers. You cannot single cover any of them. Well, we'll see about Tesla. Tesla hasn't got a ton of reps against number ones yet in the games we've seen. He did make a couple plays in those practices, joint practices, but it's possible. It is possible. All right, Gator, time for another edition of Would You Buy? You have got tickets to got in with the station group.
And I bought my own.
And he bought his own. If you win, the winnings will be $815 million. So we'd like to allow you and Kang to dream since you buy tickets. Kenny, do you buy tickets?
Yeah, I'm in the station pool right now.
Okay. Kenny, if you want to play along, let me know if you have a 2 cents to give. Would you buy multiple homes across the globe, or would you rather just stay in opulent hotels or rent homes when you travel?
I like this question, Doug.
I think it's a very good question.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay.
It's tough to answer. I don't think I'd want to have multiple homes across the globe. I know that I would have a fantastic house in this area and then a place up north, and it would be on a lake, whether it's I've narrowed it down to like Bay Harbor or like Walloon Lake.
Oh.
I want to stay up in that area because
Sterling Heights, okay.
I'm talking about the lake, man. Because I'm looking for the water, obviously, but also the golf and proximity to the Des Moines courses
but
and everything else.
Not Torch, huh?
No, Torch seems a little. Torch gets too a lot long. Of love. It's long and it's on a weird angle and it's, yeah. But I could always.
All completely
visit.
Irrelevant. Not Who cares me. What it's shaped like or what angle it's on?
Well, to get there, and it's too much of a hassle for me. It's fine.
Okay.
Walloon's great. You got a problem with Walloon Lake?
No.
Got a problem with Bay Harbor? So I would go the route of staying at, if I'm going to travel internationally, the best hotels you can stay at, because some hotels are absolutely unfreaking real, and now they're all open up to you because you'll take home over $200 million after taxes. So that sounds great. And then, you know, I'd love to go to Tahoe and see the beautiful sceneries of Tahoe, but I don't need to buy a home at Tahoe. Why don't I just rent some awesome house out there?
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
Can you?
I would buy property in the US of A, but not internationally. I think I agree with you internationally, Gator. Like, I just don't want the responsibility of having in a place that I'm not going to visit often enough. You know, like, I mean, how, if I chose like a place in Greece or Italy, like how often am I going to get out there per year? Like, I'd rather stay, like you said, hotel resort, or at this point, if I have this much money, I know someone who knows someone who's like, hey, this is Tom Hanks's villa. Like, you can rent it out for the weekend. You know, like, those type of places. I'm down with that. As far as here, you know, locally, definitely something off Lake Michigan. I'd probably buy a home in Las Vegas because I can see myself going to Las Vegas multiple times a year. So those type of places. Everything else, hotel resort or somewhere just super nice.
Would you want the house in Vegas, or would you want to just stay at the best hotel and have the suite?
I will have a house off the strip, and if I stay on the strip, you know, the penthouse suite, baby.
There you go.
The Big Daddy suite.
Kenny? So I would do a little bit of international. I would do a house up north for sure. I have to live somewhere by water up north. That has to happen.
By Canada to make an international?
Yes. No, not Canada. I would probably do somewhere warm by a beach, maybe Aruba, maybe Jamaica, maybe Bermuda, Bahama.
Bahama? Come on, pretty mama. Yeah.
Key Largo? Like Montego?
Maybe.
All right. Next question. How concerned would you be about theft of any kind? Would you hire security?
Yes. Kenny, why don't you answer that first?
Yes, absolutely. I'm hiring security. I'm hiring like three different money guys so I can get three different opinions on the money. I'm hiring. I'm protecting that as much as possible. I'm doing everything I can, taking every measure.
I mean, my house would be fortified. And not by guards, but just by alarm systems.
Gates.
And gates. And I would have, like, when I would build my dream home.
Turret?
There would be no turret. There would be no expense spared in terms of construction materials and in terms of security materials and everything like that. As far as having a bodyguard is concerned, I don't think that's necessary. I wouldn't think myself to be that important. But it would be a concern of some. I mean, it's in the back of my mind, but I don't think I'd have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any security like Floyd Mayweather or someone like that. You know, they're walking around with the big dudes in the black shirts. Everyone knows they're there to protect you. I don't want that attention on me already. Yeah. And I think you're drawing more attention to yourself in that aspect.
Final question. Would you visit New Zealand? Would you go to New Zealand?
I would. I have a trip where it's like New Zealand and Australia. Okay. I'm very curious about the land down under and then over in where the Kiwis are.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful. You know, you find out that all these great movies or TV shows have been filmed in New Zealand, and you understand why. I mean, it looks like it's like the land before time, and yet it's also modern. I'd love to check it out. And when you've got that kind of money, you got that kind of time, and why not? You're gone for a month, and I'll spend a couple weeks in each place.
Kang, would you go to New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have family in Australia, so I'm definitely going to Australia. New Zealand's not far away, and I've never been. And that's... Doug, you've been, right?
Yep.
Is it like... Do they consider like what we consider Canadians here, kind of?
Australians are a lot like Canadians.
No, but I mean New Zealand. Like,
it's like New Zealand, Canada. Yeah.
I was too young to really know. I think there's... It's funny because it is relatively close, but it's still like a 3.5-hour flight to get from like Sydney to Christchurch. The most amazing thing about New Zealand...
Made that up.
This guy.
It's a real place. Should I go Auckland next time?
I mean, Auckland's, you know,
better. Yeah.
Go to Rotorua? Trust me.
I do trust you.
Anyway, the North Island, the South Island are so differently. Like are so different. The North is like tropical, and the South is like volcanoes and deserts and stuff. It's wild, all in the same country. But
worth going to see.
I think they have a good relationship, New Zealanders and Aussies,
Kiwis
and Aussies. Yes,
Kenny, you
going?
I will. It's not top of mind, but I will eventually end up there. I would buy one of those giant maps and put pins in everywhere that I've been and try to get to as many different places as possible.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. That trip out there to get to Australia and to get to New Zealand, it's like then you start thinking about, well, why don't I hit Japan as well? I've always wanted to see Japan, and it's kind of the same route. And maybe you start off in Hawaii, then you work your way over to Japan, work your way down to New Zealand, and then to Australia. And then let's return home.
Right.
Or something like that.
It's a lot of travel.
It is, but you got the time, you got the money, and you can travel, you know, first class, whether you're chartering your own private jet or, you know, you're traveling on the most opulent airplane there is and just enjoy it.
There you go. Another edition of Would You Buy. All you guys got to do is hit the jackpot tonight. That's best it. Of luck. Let's swing around the country with some college football stuff next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Look, I know that you see them. The red, white, and blue trucks, they are everywhere, and they're everywhere for a reason. They're out there helping people just like you and me. So do you know if your furnace or your boiler are ready to fight against the crisp fall air? Starting to see that fall air right now and this week. The team at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling are going to help you stay warm this fall with the most up-to-date and efficient equipment on the market. But don't just take my word for it. Go ahead, check them out. You can check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau, or how about some of the five-star reviews they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace, your water heater, a boiler, or water filtration, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Okay, news roster movement ongoing right now. And look, it is all...
it's a fluid situation.
It is a fluid situation. Everything's moving, and the Lions... Everybody cleared waivers. But if the Lions don't want you back, you can sign anywhere and be on a practice squad. If you got picked up on waivers, you had to go on the 53-man roster. So some Lions are starting to disperse around the NFL, according to Justin Rogers of the Detroit Football Network. Broderick Martin is headed to the Kansas City Chiefs, and he will be on their practice squad. Jackson Meeks is re-signing with Detroit. Everybody's kind of reporting that at this time. And Hendon Hooker, according to reports, after clearing waivers, will sign with the Carolina Panthers, according to Mike Kay, who covers the Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. So the Hendon Hooker experiment, the chance that they took, it is over. He will not be on the Lions practice squad. According to this report, he is going to Carolina. Gator, thoughts?
No, good luck to him. Honestly, you know, obviously I was a fan of his coming out of college. I thought there was a real opportunity for him. And I still think he's got talent. I mean, you're trying to make it on a practice squad. It's a really hard way to try to make it, but... You know, injuries happen all the time. At some point, you hope to get an opportunity. Unfortunately, for him to get that opportunity, it's going to have to come at the expense of somebody getting hurt. But it wasn't going to work out for him here. He got beat out cleanly by Kyle Allen. So best of luck to him. I'm curious to see if the Lions sign a third quarterback to the practice squad.
So according to an updated Carolina Panthers depth chart from Our Lads, they've got Bryce Young, they've got Andy Dalton, and there is no third quarterback. So Hendon Hooker will be their third quarterback down there on the practice squad. I mean, look, it is what it is. They gave it every opportunity. It didn't work out. It's not the end of the world. That's still a great, great draft. Not every draft pick's going to hit. When you take something called a calculated risk, that means that there is a chance that that risk isn't going to work out. And that's what happened here.
There is that chance.
They took a risk, didn't work. Not the end of the world. That doesn't mean you don't take, calculated risks in the future. So just something to keep in mind. Good luck to Hendon, I guess, unless you're playing the Lions. Dave Brickett he had the full list of waiver claims on Twitter if you want to see him, but Mike Garofalo was the one that put him out. The Lions signed claimed two players off waivers, Tyler Lacy, a defensive tackle from Oklahoma State, and Tyus Wheat, a defensive end from Mississippi. Lacy was put on waivers by Jacksonville. Tyus Wheat was put on waivers by Dallas. Both come out in the last couple of years. I mean, look, they're depth guys, but what's interesting is they got down to 50 yesterday. Whether or not they had their eyes on these guys or not, who knows?
Do you think that, like the Dallas Cowboy, for instance, the Dallas Cowboy fans are looking at this and going, wait a minute, the Lions are picking up one of the guys we just waived. What are we doing? Because the Lions have become one of the best organizations in football now.
I think some of them, for sure. I mean, that's That's kind of the deal, right?
Like Kansas City apparently is picking up Broderick Martin and signing him to their practice squad. I don't think Lions fans are saying, oh, no, what are we doing here? He just went to Kansas City. That's a team that's won Super Bowls. I think we're
pretty comfortable in our own skin these days. Yeah. It's funny because you do your research on these guys that were fringe roster players elsewhere. Cowboys lose strong special teamer practice squad candidate to waiver wire. Former Dallas Cowboy defensive end and key special teams contributors found a new home on the waiver wire from top NFC team. That's right. Detroit grabbed this player who was considered a strong special teams player. He's a defensive lineman, but a strong special teams player that, seems to be something that kind of a repetitive theme because you look at what's being said about that player in that town. They liked him as a special teamer. So Tyus Wheat, at the very least, appears to be destined to be a good special teamer here for what it's worth. Now, I'm not able to find as much on Tyler Lacy, who's the guy they got from Jacksonville, but as you said, things are fluid. They're playing out in front of us. There is some rumors out there about Dan Skipper, but they're just rumors at this point.
Oh. The one I want to hear about is Za'Darius Smith. I think it's one that we all want to hear about is Za'Darius Smith.
There's a few I want to hear about. I want to hear about Keith Cooper. I hope he's back on the practice squad. I want to hear about Ahmed Hassanein, although I guess that won't be for a while. See if he makes a practice squad.
Yeah, and I hear you. But those are just practice squad guys that I fully expect. You know, at this point, they weren't claimed by other teams, right? So now they can sign to any practice squad they want. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that if the Lions want them, do you think there'd be any bad blood because they were waived initially?
No.
So if they want the guys, they'll get the guys.
No, in fact, a lot of guys re-sign with the team that cut them to the practice squad because they're familiar with the organization, the offense or defense, and they find maybe that's their best way to make back onto a football field, which makes me wonder, did the Lions even offer Hendon Hooker or they say, hey, we're good here, you should probably go find somewhere else to sign? Or did Hendon Hooker shun them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know which happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you look at, this is what's going to be interesting. If the Lions don't sign another quarterback, then I think it's safe to say that they told him, we're only going to carry two quarterbacks. We're not carrying an emergency quarterback.
There's really no harm. I parked on one of the practice squad, but I guess last year.
It's a roster spot.
It essentially is. Guys on the practice squad play. They play for you. You guys get signed up for practice squad all the time. So see how it shakes down. Still one spot on the 53-man roster, and that story did not break during our show. Perhaps it will break during the next show. Mike and Rico will be in, and maybe they got still something cooking. Who knows? Could it be Za'Darius Smith? Could it be Jadeveon Clowney? Could it be a trade?
I hope it's not Clowney.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the familiarity with Za'Darius would give him a leg up and just make more sense. Then he's recruiting Detroit as much as anything. So, Rico Beard has joined us in studio. Hello, sir.
What's up, guys? Doug, love the hat.
Thank you very much.
Why not Clowney?
Never been a fan. I don't think he's really done anything in the NFL. Za'Darius Smith, I think, is a better fit, and he was here last year. Didn't get a chance to see him play alongside Aiden Hutchinson, which I think would be really nice. So, yeah, I mean, what's Clowney done?
I mean, he would have been the second leading sack getter on this team last year had he played. No, I was just curious. I thought maybe he was on your list or something. So.
No, he's not on my list. I don't think he makes enough plays, and I think there are plenty of evidence of him not just being good.
See, I think Clowney is one of those guys where he has a very short shelf life. He is good for a year, maybe two. But then that's it. He's going to wear out his welcome whatever team he goes to.
He's on the wrong side of 30. And if you look at most edge rushers, when they get to 30, and that'd be the case of Za'Darius Smith too, but they just the production does drop rather significantly.
And actually, no, Za'Darius Smith had more sacks than he did last year.
With two teams with the whole season?
Yeah, with the whole season.
Yeah. Yeah. How many do you have with Detroit?
Za'Darius Smith?
Yes.
Sorry,
I think he had like five. I don't know how many Clowney had. But
Clowney had, I believe, 5.5 last year total. And Za'Darius Smith had 4 with the Lions. He had 5 with Cleveland. So he had 9 total.
Yeah. Well, either way, maybe the news will break during your show. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
Well, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. Lions broke camp with just three rush edges. And is this just a case where we just let Brad cook, or
that's kind of where I'm plugged in here.
Or is it, it's just like, okay, this plane is in a nosedive. Pull up. And probably going to start off with Patrick is gone. He was a favorite of mine. Matter of fact, Will Birchfield just sent me a text. He said we're going to hold a candlelight vigil for him. But are we buying the Tesla stock?
Well, have a great show. It certainly is interesting times. Hey, college football. More games tomorrow. Love it. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.